Bonjour. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. So hi, cat. You look sexy today with your nice head.
Bush looks the same. Let me rephrase. George W. looks the same. So does Laura. It's like Laura keeps him healthy. Laura, right?
Yeah, Bush just, but you know what's funny? He just doesn't want to be there. You can just
George?
See, yeah, W just doesn't want to be there. He's like, my brother's a loser. I won South Carolina. My dad won South Carolina.
You know
my brother is a loser. But I got to do this because my mom basically said I have to do it.
But, you know, Bush, W, I'm sorry, I'm used to saying Bush just because I'm not used to another one being in it. But he just always has that face of like, I don't want to be here. You know what I want to do? I want to take my dogs duck hunting out in Richardson, Texas, or wherever.
He wants to paint.
He wants to paint pictures of Donald Trump.
That'd be hilarious.
He's like, this is my shrine of our great president, Donald Trump. He beat my brother by 78 points.
The only thing that W likes, about this whole thing is that he now gets to show everybody that he isn't the dumb Bush. Like, everybody now, the joke is, wow, Jeb's the dumb Bush. It's not George. And that's the only thing W likes about this whole...
You know what the coolest part about W is? I wrote a letter to him because my grandfather made me, basically. So Papa was like, you have to write a letter to George W. Bush because he is our great president. He didn't sound like that. He did not sound like a hillbilly. He sounded Midwestern, and I can't do a Midwestern accent right now. So I wrote a letter to him thanking him for everything he's done for us and protecting our country. Yeah, I did. I did totally write that when I was 12 years old, and he wrote me back. So I got a letter back from our former president, George W. Bush. So that's like the awesome thing that I can say. I don't know if that's really something to praise about at 26 years old, but hey, it was kind of cool. A 12-year-old got a letter back from our president. So, anyways, in my kind of news, Natalie Cole's family is upset.
Uh-oh.
That the Grammys didn't give her a memorial tribute, you know, performance. They did it with Lemmy. They did it with David Bowie. They did it with Maurice White from Earth, Wind & Fire. They did it with Glenn Frey from the Eagles and Lionel Richie. And Lionel Richie's still alive.
I know. The Lionel Richie thing was kind of funny because, yeah.
Was it like his birthday or something? Did some kind of celebratory type thing happen where they're like, oh, we love you, Lionel? Or is Lionel just, you know, one of those legendary guys that they're like, we love you, Lionel? Whoa. Now I have to listen to classical music. That's my cue. Thank you. Good night.
Because it was that.
Part
was,
of.
Yeah.
Oh, the gif.
I don't know. I don't know why they did the Lionel Richie tribute, because he's alive, unless he's dying, and who knows. Natalie Cole, I get the Natalie Cole thing, because she didn't have a huge body of work, and she really wasn't an influential pioneer.
See, that's the thing, though, is like people are kind of, you know, because she's won 9 Grammys, she's written a ton of hits. And she's wrote and performed really big hits. Like, she did that song, This Will Be Everlasting Love, This Will Be. But,
you know,
she, B.B. King was the other one. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. B.B. King, they did the memorial performance to B.B. King. Remember, Bonnie and, Chris Stapleton came out, and then there was one other guy. But
yeah, okay,
they could have at least.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing.
Took out Lionel Richie and put in there, like,
cool. Yes. The Lionel Richie thing, I don't get. In the grand scheme of things, you could have took out Lionel Richie and put Natalie Cole in. Mm-hmm. So, but as far as all the other ones, if you didn't have the Lionel Richie, I get it.
Yeah.
Because, okay, Natalie Cole won Grammys and she had some hits, but she didn't transform her genre like the others did. So you look at Bowie,
mm-hmm.
and he transformed that music into the sense of all of these people that came along after Bowie and said, well, I'm doing this to be the next Bowie.
Yeah.
I'm copying Bowie. I am doing Bowie. Lemmy, one of the founders of modern metal.
Yeah.
From Metallica to Ozzy Osbourne and every emo band in between all had some influence at Lemmy,
mm-hmm.
or can say, I listened to Lemmy growing up, Motorhead, and different bands like Metallica who covered Lemmy music. So you could say, well, that's why Lemmy, he is one of the godfathers of metal.
Yeah.
B.B. King, I mean, he's God. The blues. He's the guy. He's this man who created a genre of music. Again, so all three of those people created music, not just songs, but they were like, I'm going to invent music, and it's going to be called metal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to invent the blues and infuse it with rock and jazz.
Yeah.
Here's B.B. King, David Bowie. I'm good. The Eagles, Glenn Frey, same thing.
And Earth, Wind & Fire with the R&B, like the boys to me, like the 70s.
Natalie Cole basically came along when all that stuff was created and just created music. Now, if you're comparing it to Lionel Richie's bigger.
Yeah.
But you're right. Lionel Richie's still alive. Why have Lionel Richie a tribute and not Natalie Cole?
If they were gonna do a tribute to the Cole family, should have done Nat King Cole, the father.
I don't know.
But that is the family.
Hey, you know what? At least nobody, or maybe you'll pop the story up, but at least nobody is talking about a lack of diversity.
No.
At least
that doesn't happen in the music industry.
At least all the black activists are happy because there was no lack of diversity, and not for nothing, but.
And Kendrick Lamar.
Well, here's the thing: if you think about it, there wasn't a lack of diversity because the people that won awards, the people that performed, the people that were on display. Earned that.
Yeah.
They were the best. When you look at those people, you go, well, they're the best. When you look at Earth, Wind, and Fire, and you look at Lionel Richie, you're like, what do you say? You don't say, oh, they gave that to him because he didn't earn it. Kendrick Lamar, he is the guy. I mean, he's the guy.
When you hear other musicians in the rap and R&B say he is like the generation of rap.
Yeah,
when
he's performing with two of the biggest pop rock
artists,
and the songs that he's doing with them are huge. Imagine Dragons,
Bad Blood with
Taylor Swift. There's something there, so. It just shows you, if you're good and you're black, you will get noticed, you will get awards, you will be successful. You don't get something just because the color of your skin.
Exactly.
Not how it works.
Exactly. All right, so take a break from the Grammys for 1 second. I just wanted to throw out that Dwayne Johnson has hired the girl from that show that's on... The Indian woman that's on that new CBS show with the FBI. She's been hired, or he has brought her on to his Baywatch feature film. And he has Leonardo DiCaprio's ex-girlfriend, who he just broke up with, as C.J. Parker, who Pamela Anderson played, and Zac Efron as David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I was going to say, is The Rock going to be the black David Hasselhoff?
No, I think Zac Efron's going to be David Hasselhoff. Anderson is like, they've been talking about this for years of doing Baywatch.
So The Rock is like producing this and putting this together. It's funny. And you know he'll have Pamela Anderson as like a cameo.
Yeah.
He'll have her in it as like a cameo, like her character, but something where she's just older, like she's retired. But I guarantee it, because The Rock is from a world where that the nostalgia is big.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, The Rock is from wrestling, and wrestling is big about bringing old people that were successful to get a younger generation over.
Like Ric Flair with
exactly. It's like, all right, we're going to have Ric Flair Hulk be part of it. We're going to have, it's just like The Rock beat, you know, The Rock wrestled Hogan in a WrestleMania that was epic, and The Rock won.
Yeah.
They didn't have Hogan beat The Rock. Rock beat Hogan. Hogan, the old guy, the legend, put over the up-and-coming superstar to make him even bigger.
It's like what they did when Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
like
The Rock wasn't
Triple H and all that.
The Rock wasn't the movie star that he is today when he wrestled Hulk Hogan.
Right.
That helped create The Rock into this larger-than-life character. It's like, oh, he's bigger than Hogan ever was. He's bigger than Ric Flair ever was. He's bigger than, he's the biggest
the
in the,
them.
Yeah, he's bigger than the Warrior ever was. So, yeah, he'll bring Pamela Anderson in. He has to.
Right. And Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff will have to show up. All those guys will have to show up. And that
maybe
stupid,
Carmen Electra will
yeah, that, too. And that stupid movie will do good.
Yeah.
Because it'll be kind of hokey and
funny. All right, now back to Grammy News. Taylor Swift, I love you, T-Swizzy. You're amazing. Congratulations on your album there. And that was an awesome speech that she gave the insider diss reply back to Kanye West's lyric about how he is the reason why she's famous.
Now, I'm sure – Now, Kanye West should shut up, but I'm sure he won't because he's an idiot and he's ignorant.
Yep.
But he really should shut up. He shot first at Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Taylor hit back without mentioning his name, but everybody knew it was about him. And it should be done now.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you tagged me. I tagged you back. But if we know Kanye, he'll come out and he'll
go on.
And they'll make him look even stupider and more ignorant than he already is.
Seriously.
So, we'll see.
Rihanna had canceled her performance last night, very last minute, due to bronchitis that, if she was to sing, would hemorrhage her voice. But I'm like, I know it's not cool to do on live TV in case anything bad happens, but you lip sync just like anybody else does.
Yeah, she does. She lip syncs.
So why couldn't she just play it off? But I'm sure if that was to happen, people would be like, what was weird about Rihanna's performance?
They do it now. They lip sync now.
And you know how we made that joke last night?
Yeah.
Well, in 2009, she had a cancer performance because Chris Brown beat the hell out of her. So, and you know what's really funny was the fact that she was the face of the Grammy.
Yeah.
Because for 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe a whole month, maybe a month before Super Bowl, there was a CBS commercial where she went up against the CBS the guys that announced the game, and they flipped the coin, and the guy's like, we go first. She goes, I'm worth the wait. And that was her. That was her face. Everyone's looking forward to
Riri. I even think Jim Nance calls her Riri.
Yeah.
Because she goes, Nance.
Yeah, he's like, Riri.
Yeah, it says something like uses the nickname, and she doesn't show up. Unbelievable.
Give a big congratulations to my boy Justin Bieber for his first Grammy win with Skrillex and Diplo for "Where Are You Now That I Need Ya."
Was he like just like, "I won, I won"? Was he just jumping around on stage like a little girl?
Who knows? But the performance was really good because they didn't. I'm sorry, I have dog hair in my mouth. I know it's so unprofessional. They now, if you don't know, Skrillex, before he became Skrillex, was this guy named Sonny, and he was in a rock band, and he played guitar, and he did all that fun stuff. Well, he brought back his Sonny roots and jammed out on the guitar for "Where Are You Now." They had the whole they did the big Imagine Dragons drum. Diplo was like banking on it. It was pretty dope. It was really good. And I didn't know Justin Bieber did this song, "Love Yourself." My mama don't like you when she likes everyone. Like, I jam to that song every day. And then I find out, it's always whenever he's performing live, I know what song he does. And I don't know how I missed that. That's but funny. I love you, baby, and congratulations to you, Skrillex and Diplo. Sports news.
Give it to me. I want to know it. I want to feel it.
Ronda Rousey tells Ellen DeGeneres that she wanted to kill herself after losing to Holly Holm.
I don't even know what to make of that statement because it's so ludicrous. It really is. Like, it's so, like, is she really that mentally unstable? I mean, you're a boxer. You're a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have a loss. You're always going to have a loss. Regardless, you're always going to have a loss. And to say, yeah, after I lost, because again, every boxer, every fighter, every football player, everybody knows they're going to lose at some point. Okay? Even Floyd Mayweather, at some point in his life, rather when he was an amateur, at some point he lost. You always are going to wind up losing. And for her to say, I contemplated killing myself, either she's incredibly weak or she's doing that to get sympathy or try to create a story, but that's bizarre. It's like Cam Newton coming out going, yeah, I thought about shooting myself in the head after that loss. People be like, what?
Yeah,
I thought about killing myself. But people would lose their minds and go, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it's really a bizarre thing.
Maybe it's a female thing, because us females, we're very competitive. Who knows?
Very competitive. Oh, it's not competitive.
True.
To say I lost, so I thought about killing myself, that's the ultimate.
It's like she's in a sore loser.
I don't know.
Sore loser.
Go for it.
But yeah, so that's Ronda Rousey. Kirk Cousins and the Redskins break off their negotiations on a contract. Now, all the teams have to March 1st to, you know, make their franchise tags. And if they do decide to make him an official franchise tag, he will get an automatic $20 million. He right now is at a $16.5 million. So who knows? But he did prove himself. He got himself to the wild card. He lost. But hey.
And nobody would have given him a shot. He's a backup quarterback who got a shot.
No.
I wouldn't have given him a shot.
This is not part of the news. RG3 rumored Rams.
Wow. That'd be pretty big. Yeah. RG3 in Los Angeles.
I can have two jerseys with the number 3 on it.
That'd be pretty big if he went to L.A. Because listen, what's his name's not going to be our franchise quarterback.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles. Nick Foles is, you know what he is? Matt Castle was. Yeah. Matt Castle and Nick Foles are the exact same. Nick Foles came in. He was a backup. He came in and people went, oh my God, you're great. He did great. That then led to a whole little, oh, we want him. No, we want him. Oh, he's on the free market. And the Rams going, oh, we're going to get him. He's going to be our future. Look up. And then he was mediocre. He was mediocre.
That's like, to me, that sucks because I think he's really good with the Eagles.
It's what happens, hon. It's same thing with Matt Castle. He was the backup in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Brady goes down. He steps in, does awesome. And people go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He could be a starter. He then goes to Kansas City, blows a big fart because he's not that good.
Yeah.
It's the system. Nick Foles was part of that system.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, the personnel, the people, and that made him look better than he was when he got put on a team where it was more than about him.
Yeah.
He didn't have the weapons that he had in Philly. He didn't have wide receivers that were making acrobatic catches. He didn't have the running back. He had a rookie running back. He had a young team. Once that happened, him not being a franchise quarterback was a special, you know, it was evident. That's it. Over.
Yeah.
End of story. So, RG3 could actually be good because he was good in the beginning.
Yeah.
He just didn't get along with the coach. He got off to a bad start with the players. He was basically Cam Newton before Cam Newton. Like, he was Cam Newton, real arrogant, real, you know, in your face. They would have a bad game, and he would say, you know, it's not me, it's my team. I did good. They did bad. And he played that. And if he is humble, the next place that he goes, which people say that the whole Redskins thing humbled him, it could turn his game around, and it'd be great if he turned it around in Los Angeles and we had a winner.
Manny Pacquiao is apologizing for for comments he made that gay people are worse than animals because animates don't go around mating with the same sex.
Oh, that's horrible. Manny Pacquiao, what's wrong with you?
And if you're mating with the same sex, you're worse than an animal. Because that's not what God wants.
And you know what? Nobody's really going to care.
No.
Because people, you know.
He's about to retire.
Well, it's the funny thing about our society. We only care when relevant people say things like that. Which is kind of wrong because people should keep that on the same level. Meaning, it doesn't matter if you're Manny Pacquiao or if you're Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
If you say something outlandish like that, you should be punished and ostracized equally. But nobody's reporting on Manny Pacquiao saying that. I mean, yeah, it's in the press, but it's not playing on a 24-hour loop.
Well,
but if Taylor Swift made that statement, you would see it on a 24-hour loop on every news channel. But nobody really cares because Manny Pacquiao is irrelevant right now.
All right, so Aaron Hernandez, remember Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah.
He settled with his friend Alexander Bradley, who accused Aaron of shooting him in the face. No, like, they haven't disclosed what was settled out, but it has been settled.
I'll shoot you in the face.
You know, okay. You know he killed one person.
One
person, and then...
Well, there's
two people dead, but he killed Odin.
Yeah, he killed the guy that he got convicted. What? My brother.
I know, but you just been digging.
And then he's accused of killing two guys outside of a club in a car. Whatever.
Oh, and he has so many prison tattoos.
Yeah, I think a lot of them he had.
But he has, like, one that I've never seen on his neck before.
Maybe.
But I'm like, you got a lot of tattoos, homie. All right, final story.
Final story.
Vikings have moved their stadium, their $1.1 billion stadium, U.S. Bank Stadium. I like to say the word stadium. And it's indoors. And now they're hoping that Teddy Bridgewater will do good indoors because he has shown that he can do better indoors.
And they will probably. I think there's going to be a Super Bowl then soon in this at that stadium.
Oh wait, it's,
no,
indoor.
It's indoor.
Never mind.
Yeah, it'll be cold outside. But.
Yeah, but I mean, people in will be comfortable because you get indoors. All right, that's it.
That's it. That's the news.
My name is Casey, and this is Rob, and this is our Up to Carrie show, and we'll see you all tomorrow. Or
Orphis Wah.
Wah.